This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Double burden of malnutrition emerges in Indian children by age 5, longitudinal study finds. A longitudinal study tracking Indian children from birth to age 9 reveals that the double burden of malnutrition, coexistence of undernutrition and overnutrition, becomes pronounced after age 5 and intensifies significantly by age 9. The findings, published in The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia, highlight critical windows for intervention in vulnerable populations. 5 years age when double burden of malnutrition becomes pronounced in Indian children. Malnutrition patterns intensify with age in Indian children. Double burden of malnutrition prevalence by age group 2010-2021 cohort study. Early childhood, initial DBM detection, 5+ years. Pronounced DBM emergence, 9 years peak DBM intensity. Source: The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Critical transition period identified at mid-childhood DAF. The research, conducted between 2010 and 2021, demonstrates that while double burden of malnutrition, DBM, can be detected in early childhood, it becomes significantly more pronounced after age 5. This finding suggests a critical transition period during mid-childhood when nutritional interventions could have maximum impact. The study's longitudinal design allowed researchers to track the same children over nearly a decade, providing unprecedented insights into how malnutrition patterns evolve. By age 9, the intensity of DBM had reached its peak in the cohort, indicating an urgent need for targeted interventions in global health programming. Maternal health emerges as key predictive factor. Low maternal body mass index, BMI, showed a strong association with offspring BMI trajectories throughout childhood, according to the study published in The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia. This finding underscores the intergenerational transmission of nutritional status and highlights the importance of preconception and antenatal care. The maternal-child BMI association persisted across all age groups studied, suggesting that interventions targeting maternal nutrition could have long-lasting effects on child health outcomes. This evidence supports integrated approaches that address both maternal and child nutrition simultaneously, as documented in recent new studies on family-centered care. Age-specific intervention strategies recommended now. The research team emphasized that different ages require tailored nutritional interventions given the varying manifestations of DBM across childhood development stages. Early childhood interventions should focus on preventing the initial emergence of malnutrition, while mid-childhood programs need to address the more complex patterns that develop after age 5. The findings have significant implications for WHO malnutrition prevention strategies and national nutrition policies across South Asia. The research suggests that current interventions may need to be restructured to account for these age-specific patterns and the critical role of maternal health status. Implications for vulnerable populations globally. While conducted in India, the study's findings have broader relevance for low- and middle-income countries experiencing nutritional transitions. The emergence of DBM reflects the complex interplay between persistent undernutrition and rising rates of childhood overweight and obesity in developing economies. The research contributes to growing evidence about the importance of life course approaches to nutrition, particularly in settings where traditional undernutrition coexists with emerging diet-related non-communicable diseases. These insights are crucial for developing effective health policy frameworks that address multiple forms of malnutrition simultaneously. Double burden of malnutrition becomes pronounced after 5 years of age and intensifies by 9 years, with low maternal BMI strongly associated with offspring BMI trajectories. Research team, The Lancet Regional Health Southeast Asia Longitudinal Study, 2026. Key takeaways: DBM becomes pronounced after age 5 and peaks by age 9 in Indian children. Maternal BMI strongly predicts child BMI trajectories across all ages studied. Age-specific interventions are needed, with critical windows at mid-childhood. Integrated maternal-child nutrition approaches show promise for prevention. Frequently asked questions. What is the double burden of malnutrition? The double burden of malnutrition refers to the coexistence of undernutrition and overnutrition within the same population, household, or individual. It represents a complex nutritional challenge where traditional forms of malnutrition persist alongside rising rates of overweight and obesity. Why does DBM become more pronounced after age 5? The study suggests that mid-childhood represents a critical transition period when children's dietary patterns and physical activity levels undergo significant changes. School entry, increased exposure to processed foods, and changing growth patterns may contribute to this intensification. How can maternal health influence child nutrition outcomes? Low maternal BMI affects fetal programming and early childhood development, creating lasting effects on metabolic function and growth patterns. This intergenerational transmission highlights why preconception and antenatal nutrition interventions are crucial for preventing childhood malnutrition. The longitudinal nature of this study provides valuable evidence for policymakers developing nutrition strategies in countries experiencing rapid socioeconomic transitions. As India and other South Asian nations continue to grapple with changing dietary patterns and urbanization, understanding the age-specific emergence of DBM will be crucial for designing effective prevention programs that protect the most vulnerable children during critical developmental windows. Source: Double Burden of Malnutrition by Mid-Childhood in an Indian Birth Cohort, a Longitudinal Study, 2010-2021.